I'm not an angel, Carl. I'm a person. I have a family. I have a little girl. I'm a judge. I was just doing my job.
You're cold, Carl declared. Let's go inside. I've made a fire.
He hooked an arm under hers and lifted her with him when he stood.
What is this place? She asked. Where are we?
My secret place. I've stayed here many times and no one ever bothers me.
I mean the building, Carrie said, trying not to dwell on what he had just told her. Where are we? What did it used to be?
It used to be a munitions dump back in the war times. WW2. There's still some parts of shells and stuff in there, but don't nobody seem to care about it.
You think they would take it away, what with the terrorists and all?
You know, one of them 9/11 boys was learning to fly a jet airplane right here in Minneapolis.
Carrie was at a loss for words.
The surrealism of the scene was too much for her. She had been abducted by a triple murderer, and he was calmly going on about Homeland Security.
As she stared at him, the putrid smell of sulfur came on the breeze. A refinery. She couldn't see it, but it was nearby.
Watch your step here, Carrie, he said, helping her up the worn, crumbling concrete steps and into the building.
It was a ruin. There was no ceiling, only partial walls here and there. He took her down what might have been a hallway once, turning here and turning there, working their way farther and farther from the door they had come in.
The floors were filthy and strewn with garbage and debris, broken bottles, beer cans, discarded fast food wrappers, bits and pieces of grit and crumbled brick bit into the soles of her bare feet.
Where are we going, Carl? She asked.
You'll see, he said, a strange, boyish excitement creeping into his voice. I'm real proud of it.
He led her around the corner of a brick wall and into his hiding place, where no one had ever bothered him. There was more roof over this part of the building, and no windows, no sunlight. Carl had made up for the darkness by lighting candles all around. In the flickering yellow light, Carrie saw what Carl was so proud of, and a chill washed over her like a wave. Carl Dahl had created a little nest with pillows and blankets. A small fire burned in a hibachi grill. Overturned fruit crates served as tables. There was a bottle of champagne in an ice bucket. Wine glasses standing to one side. He even had framed photographs of someone's family. Carrie's gaze lingered on the photographs. Realization dawning slowly. An 8x10 black and white photo from a graduation. A silver framed photo of a baby. Photographs of a family. Her family.